الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, alhamdulillah, is the barakallahu fikum. Today is the 20th day. 28th day of the glorious month of Ramadan. Ramadan is about to come to its logical end and conclusion, alhamdulillah. And 1443 Hijra, in bracket 21st day of the month of April 2022. Before going to the tafsir, which is going to be new chapter entirely today, Suratul Muminun chapter, the believers. As usual, we're going to have some of the questions sent to us. Let's hear those questions.
Wa alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum wa barakatuh. We present to all of us, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala.
We have four of them from abroad.
Okay.
The first one, David.
David?
David.
Mm-hmm.
At the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore.
Mm.
Is this a genetically modified chicken?
Genetically modified pig heart, pig, P-I-G,
no.
Heart.
A transplant.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future Islamic perspective related to these new scientific?
This question is telling us that one man, maybe an American, got a genetically modified pig heart, قلب الخنزير. قلب الخنزير transplanted in him. So, and maybe it worked for him. So they are asking, what is the future Islamically? Or shall we say, what is the Islamic ruling on this? Yesterday this question was, I think, asked. And I said, we're going to talk about it today. You see, الخنزير, all of us as Muslims, what is the position of al-khinzir? Lawful? Lawful? Halal? La. Hurimat alaykum al-maytatu. Wadam. Lam al-khinzir. Forbidden for you are the carry of dead meat, and the blood, and the flesh of the a pig, that is pork, haram. Now, in a hadith, Allah has forbidden Muslims to use any filthy, dirty, unethical substance for medical treatment. So if somebody in Baltimore, in Maryland, America, got heart, pig heart, translated in him, that is his own method of life. We as Muslims cannot do that. So the question, what is the future? The future is the Muslim should wake up, do the research, investigation, widen the horizon of learning. So it is haram for any Muslim to use tea as a medical treatment. It's haram. Unaccepted. We don't care whether somebody uses it. That is all. We're talking about being Muslim. We have our belief. We have our system. We have our civilization. We are guided by those things. Maybe the guy is also guided by his understanding. That is his understanding. Lakum dinukum walid. To you belongs to the civilization. To us belongs. We as Muslims, we don't eat it. Are you telling me in a hotel in England, they start pork? I said, so what? You are asking me. But according to Islam, if there is an alternative to pig, go for that lawful alternative. You cannot go for something unlawful to the detriment of what is lawful. But let's assume, let's have this scenario. The man is dying. There is no way out completely unless that part of kidney. Let's assume it's like this. Then in that case, you apply the law of necessity knows no law. In Islam, something can be forbidden. But if you're pushed by the necessity, then Islam makes it lawful within that very period of time. So if somebody, it has been proved medically that only pig herd can be used for him to survive, there is no any other alternative totally, let's assume Islam, which is not possible. It's not conceivable. So in Islam, until you don't have any alternative, otherwise it remains haram. And if you feel you are forced by necessity, like I said yesterday, dead meat is haram to be eaten, but if you are forced by necessity, you take it. So the same thing, if you feel that is the only way out, then there is law of necessity. But I am not seeing that necessity here now. That is the answer to this question. If the guy receives it, that is until it. But in Islam, it is haram. Yes, go on, sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very
much, sir.
Listen. Okay. You say, eventually, Dr. Musa, eventually the man dies. After 2 months. Imagine. You can listen. Brothers are saying, that the man that received it died after 2 months. So now, I know death can come anytime. But they gave him pig heart modified medically for him to live. He didn't like. He didn't survive it. 2 months later he died. So we go back to the doctors and ask them, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work? Mr. Doctor, tell me. So don't go for something dirty, simply unaccepted. Somebody's age view cannot be our own. Lakum dinukum waleedin. Thank you, Dr. Musa, for the additional information. Yes, next question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Because he says, I have seen some people here in UA doing healthy stuff, at the same time going to their work in the daytime and come back to Muslim. Is there any Islamic evidence for this person?
That is called exercise and not ethical. Tell me a simple answer. It's an exercise and jogging and not ethical. You cannot subject ibadah to your understanding. If you want to do it for Allah to accept, go and do it based on the teachings. Not because here we do it. It's not here. We're teaching the Quran. Our here is the book of Allah. Wherever you happen to be, don't say we are here. Where are you? So if you do like this, it's just an exercise and not ethical. It's an exercise anyway. And it ends up rewardless. For any ibadah to be accepted, there are 3 conditions. Number 1, have you gotten permission to do by Allah or the Prophet? That is condition number 1. Number 2, you do it according to the sunnatic methodology. Sunnah didn't tell us to go and market and come back for you to come. It's a waste of time. It's not easy to come, man. And number 3, you do it because you want Allah to be pleased with you. He will not until you place your ibadah based on the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah. Quranically and Sunnatically. Not according to anybody's view. Hope that answers the question. Next.
Question 3. Can meaning of the word be appreciated differently in depending on the context? Someone give an example of the pit.
Yeah, PIP has many meanings. It's an English word One of the meaning is just what a brother said. Like somebody works in a restaurant, he gets paid hourly to hourly. Then after serving you, you pay, you give him something in appreciation. That is tip. And I have explained. It's not part of the price of the food. And it's not necessary. You give it out of your own desire. If somebody works for you, okay? For example, you come to the queue in a restaurant. There are a lot of people. And he said, okay, come. I'm going to give you a waiver because of your age, your position. Take. It's not because of bribery. He gives you, you pay. You say, oh, I'm grateful, thank you, please. Take this $1, $100 in appreciation. That is deep. That one can be different. If it is only once. But if whenever you come, he sidelines other people because of you, because you give him because of the tip, then that is haram. Get the difference. But you just come, you are in difficulty, you are tired, exhausted. He says, come, let me help you. He said, take, how much is $10, $20, for example? You pay. And you feel he helps you. You don't even know him. He said, please take this as a gift. It's going to be haram. Is that okay? But if it becomes perpetuated, natural, always keeps on coming, you come because of if he gives you, that is haram. Because you are opening a gate of corruption and moral decadence and irresponsibility. Be careful. Next question. So, we are going to an entirely new chapter. It is called Suratul Mu'minun, the chapter Believers. That is how it is known. Now, let's have the first recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
ما شاء الله. How many verses did he read? How many verses? 11. Let me ask you, this chapter was revealed where? Mecca or Medina? I'm asking. Okay, that comes where? Yeah, it's a Meccan surah. How many verses? Look at your Quran. How many verses? 118. That's good boy. 118 verses. It's chapter number what? Chapter number 23. And Nur 24, Furqan 25, Shu'ara 26, like this. Before Mu'minun, which chapter came? Surah Al-Hajj, 32. Now, you see, I have allowed the Qari to read 11 verses sequentially because it gives beautiful qualities of believer, 7 qualities in 11 verses. The chapter begins with an emphasis. It analyzes the characteristics of a good believer. I want you to look at these 7 qualities of a believer. 7 in 11 verses. It says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Listen, certainly the believers are successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly, surely, arguably, because قَدْ implies emphasis. Undeniably, the believers are successful. They have succeeded. Then who are these believers? Then Allah outlines 7 qualities. If you miss any, you are not in this categorization. La ilaha illallah. He says, the believers, you are okay, you are triumphant, but you have to fulfill 7 qualities. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَائِلُونَ. How many? وَالَّذِينَ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومٍ فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْأَعْدُونَ. This is not quality. Quality number 5. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ. How many? 6 رَاؤُونَ. Number 7. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Then Allah says, أُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ تَذْرُهُمْ خَلِلُونَ. Now, let's go to the analysis. Analytical exegesis. Explanation. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ أو قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful. Or successful are the believers. Number one. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those who are meek and humble and remorseful in their prayers. When they say Allahu Akbar, they are quiet. They are humble. They don't play. You are praying and you are scratching your body. You are praying. Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the roof. Are you among the khashu'un? You are praying and you are looking at the cellular phone. You don't, I'm the first quality. Which is the prayer. Successful are the believers who are number one in their prayers, they are humble. Are you humble, scratching your neck? And play with your hand in prayer? Looking at a resource in prayer, looking at the ceiling, the fan, you are not serious. You are standing before Allah and you are playing. Allah looks at your position. You know what you're saying? When you say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, not great, greatest. So you are playing in the presence of the greatest. Then you must be minutest, smallest. So quality number one for the believers, he says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who say Allahu Akbar, they are so remorseful. If you want to achieve خَاشِعُون, let me give you something. The place you put your forehead, keep on looking at it. Try. You'll get it. Because that makes Satan devastated. But you look at right, left, you're not concentrated. Focus on where you put your forehead. It gives you khushur. Try. A trial convinces you. So quality number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Number two, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Quality number two. You count it, you will get 7 qualities in 11 verses. In chapter Mu'minun, chapter the believers, اللهم جعلنا من المؤمنين الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. That has been explained. Number two, والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. They are those who avoid something nonsense. They avoid nonsensical things, trivial matters, trivialization of matters, trivial. When they see people watching football, that is laghu. People are playing with cards, that is laghu. People are just backbiting against other people, laghu. So Allah says, the true believers, number two, any laghu, they try to avoid nonsense. They are always serious-minded. They don't have time for backbiting, time for telling a lie, time for playing the chase, time for watching football. But, I mean, watching bad things, that is laghu. Laghu. Allah mentions this in chapter number 25, verse number 72. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. In Al-Furqan, verse number 72. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They try and keep away from Al-Laghu. That is quality number two. Are you following?
Yes.
Are you following? Because I'm going to ask you the qualities. Quality number three. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَائِلُونَ. The true believers, that Allah says they are successful. It's not three. That success is not three. They say no free lunch in America. It's not free there. With Allah too, you don't get Al-Jannah free. The true believers are successful. Who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَائِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم الأعدون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم. 2 + 4, 6. والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. 7. أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. Nice qualities. One by one, in their prayer, they are remorseful. No play. That is why when you come to the masjid, put off your cellular phone in silence. Silence it. Because how? Imam is reading Quran, and your phone is ringing with music. Come on, in the masjid, before Allah the Almighty, music. This is unacceptable. Unbelievable. Put it off. Otherwise, you deny people achieving this good quality. And by so doing, you are harming them, harming yourself first before them. And number two, I'm repeating, concerning nonsense, they keep away. Number three, concerning zakat, they give zakat. Oh, okay, zakat. How many items are zakatable? Abdul Salam over there. Musa, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm asking you, how many items are zakatable? What are the zakatable items? How many? What are the things you give zakat out of? First, just give me the figure. How many? How many things zakatable? Okay, give five things for the zakatable. Number one. Number one, foodstuff. Okay. Number two, food. Or do we say farm produce? This is no, farm produce. Okay. Money. Second, money. Okay. Number three. Animals. Number four. There is problem on the way. Okay, you here present. How many things the zakat are to be given out of? He mentioned three. Money. I beg your pardon? Okay, farm produce and water. Okay, you over there in America, how many dollars did you give the card? What is the amount of minimum amount in dollar tons? Here in Nigeria, two million naira. You see, 2 million. $3,000 thing. Is it zakatable? About that. Okay. Now, I think someone is saying 1,000, 2,000, I don't know. Maybe you know the fixed amount that is zakatable. When you get it, it has to clock 1 year, 12 consecutive months. Is that correct? So now Allah says, the true believers, after hearing the qualities, they are those who give zakat. Zakat out of money. In Nigeria, when you have 2 million Nigerian naira, our money has depreciated. I can tell it. Yeah. All right. Then you give it. You give zakat out of food crop. Similarly, our animals. And number four, any commercial merchandise. What is that? Anything you sell or make profit is zakatable. For example, you sell cars. Out of the cash you sell, you raise some profit. Out of the profit you realize, zakat is to be given out of it on a yearly basis. These four, the ulama have consensus on them. Some are saying something you just realize beneath the earth, but no consensus on that. What we are saying, the qualities, they are those who give zakat. Women should give zakat out of their trinket and bracelet and gold. Yeah. But if the gold belonging to sisters is for commercial purposes, but if it's just for her to be glamorous in her house for just ornamentation and beautification, some are saying it's not zakatable. All we are saying, this chapter says the true believers are successful. Who are they? How many qualities? Seven. In how many chapters? I mean verses? How many?
11.
So now we are on quality number one. Number three. We are those who give zakat constantly. Number four. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They are those who safeguard their chastity. They don't commit adultery or fornication. Never, never, never. A truly believing believer can never, ever commit zina. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's unbecoming. A true believing woman, wherever you happen to be, you maintain your chastity, your honor, your virginity, until you meet your husband. You two men maintain responsibility. Don't rascalize yourself. Don't bastardize your honor. All right? So the true believers don't commit zina. That is quality number four. Get it well. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. I'm repeating. والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. They are those who preserve their private prayers against committing something forbidden. Now, unfortunately, you see zina, a'udhu billah, widely spread. Spread, especially in those places claiming to be civilized. Before girls reach university level, they have lost their virginity. At times, more than 95% in many countries today. La ilaha illallah. In Islam, your virginity as a girl is a precious commodity. Preserve it. Only to your own matrimony. Your husband, you too be very careful. But today, nudity, the so-called Mrs. World, Mrs. Africa, Mrs. whatever, undressing before men. You feel this is civilization? It's not. It is animalism. It's not progress, it is retrogress. You feel you're not? You're not. If you're a Muslim, maintain the teaching. If you want to come to Nigeria, maintain the system, get your visa. Simple rule. You want to come to America, get your visa. England, there are rules you have to abide by. If human beings have the rule to abide, what about the rules of the maker of mankind? Who owns everything? His own is chief. Is that? So these are the qualities. Quality number four, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ except concerning their wives or their married counterpart. Because azwaj is used either way. Woman azwaj her husband. Husband azwaj his wife. So they only surrender their chastity to her life partner, her husband or his wife. For somebody to satisfy himself sexually, conjugally, within matrimony, that is even rewardable, commendable, Quranic, sunnatic. But outside wedlock, there is an act of animalism. A Muslim doesn't do that. A true believer cannot commit zina. This is an important message. We are living in a world of difficulty, world of challenges through the television, media. They are just advertising to cause trouble and fitna to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you can't tell me, well, we're here. Which here? Where are you? All the land belongs to Allah. So there is quality number what? Listen again, number what? Let me ask you, quality number one. Faith. In their prayer they are, because I want you to memorize these qualities in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Even if it is the only tafsir today, it is okay. Seven qualities. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ except concerning their wives. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ or their concubines. You know concubines? The woman you possess. Today, concubinage is not practiced today. Because the reason for doing it is no longer here. Somebody can say, I am this, I have concubine. For where? No. الحكم يدور مع الإلة. So Allah says, والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. Okay? Except concern their spouses or their dependents. But I want to say, for their concubines. The woman possessed by somebody and vice versa. But since the chances of doing this is no longer there, that should be set aside. Then Allah says, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. They are not blameworthy. They are blameless. If somebody satisfies himself through his marriage, what's wrong there? In fact, one of the beauty of marriage is consummation of the marriage. Conjugal behavior. The man satisfies his wife and vice versa. It's conditioned in marriage now. At times it can lead to separation. It's upset. So, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَلَكَتْ وَاتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ خَيْرُ. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَعْدُ. Whoever that goes to satisfy his urge, وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ, behind or beside ذَلِكَ, marriage, or hand possession, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَعْدُ. Such are the transgressors, those who go beyond the limits of Allah. Al-A'dun, who commit terrorism against Allah. And how many terrorists are in the world committing zina? You feel terrorism is holding a gun. Going beyond Allah's rule is also terrorism. Drinking, casino, nudity. We call it spiritual terrorism. You just don't know. Muslims are the people who hate terrorism in any form because they are civilized. If somebody behaves badly, don't blame Islam. Read this book. Read the content. Read it. You will come to know. Terrorism to us is even alien words. Some people created in the West. They want to give the good dog bad name to hang it. But we are wise. Our Quran is super, preeminent, above anything bad. If somebody translates Quran wrongly, his own view, his extreme view, then that's not Islam. So let's try and finish these qualities. I told you these seven qualities confirm our tafsir for today. وَمَنْ افْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَعْدُونَ. How many qualities?
Four.
Then in the next ayah, Allah mentions two qualities. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ what? رَاؤُونَ. The true believers are those who maintain their amanat. That is, their trust and their what? Places. A true believer, when he is entrusted, please take this $20,000, keep it for me. 20,000 naira, that is amana. A true believer will never touch a single cent, a single kobo. Until you are like this, before you can achieve these qualities. Allah says the believers are successful with these qualities. Quality number five, they are those who maintain their amana. Is it difficult? It's not. We only ask Allah to help us. With fat of amana, you control your eye. Fat of amana, you control your private purse. Don't use your leg to go to where you disobey Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ Ra'un. Al-Ahad is their pledges. Amanatim, their trust. Wa'adim, their pledges. Like how? I pledge to give you my cellular phone to use for today. It's a pledge. It's just like a promise. How many qualities? Six. 2 years plus 4. Six. Okay? Then the remaining quality, one. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتٍ يُحَافِظُونَ. They are those who safeguard their prayers. Seven qualities. Then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. They are the inheritors. الَّذِينَ. Listen to them. They are those who are going to inherit the paradise, the highest form of paradise. Kun fiha khalidun, they will remain inside it permanently. That is our tafsir today. So please read it. I read you after me. قد أفلح المؤمنون قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.